Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You build a wall for you and a wall for me. When I look over mine, I know I can see. Your hands in mine and we're wild and free. And the walls come down. When I was a boy, I didn't know about walls. When I was a teen, I jumped them all. As a young man, I'd knock them down. When I grew old, I'd walk around. Now you're on the other side, and I don't believe you're justified to worry about me and my wandering eyes, 'cause they always come back to you. You build a wall for you and a wall for me. When I look over mine, I know I can't see. Your hands in mine and we're wild and free. And the walls come down. When I was a boy, didn't know about girls. When I was a teen, you rocked my world. As a young man, I let you down. Now we're old and I'm still around. Now you're on the other side, and I don't believe you're justified to worry about me and my wife.
Wow, and there is more, Mr. Man. Mr. Man, I'm talking to you. Can you fix my mic, please? Thank you, so I can start the show. It's just a little high. how is everybody doing? It's, Mr. Man, what day is today? Tuesday? my God, where is the week? Where's the month going? I had so many things planned that I was going to say. It's just really not. Okay, getting better. There we go. I don't know what happened to us. We were starting the show. We were listening to this is. I know what happened. We're listening to Tracy's music, and where's the pile of CDs? Here we are. We were listening to his music because we just did not have time, Mister. Can you grab me this stuff? We just did not have time. It's just been crazy here at Cubanorama with so much going on, and we're planning so many things. And Mr. Mann is updating the website. We are trying, just thinking about, you know, it is just us. So we're like in this thinking tank. Is that what we call it, Mr. Mann? Trying to figure out how and what is the best way to promote our artists. We absolutely love every single one of you. And as I'm listening to Tracy's music, I'm thinking, my God, every single one of you guys are so darn good, honestly, that you really deserve so much more from the public. But as independent artists, and you guys know, if you're a fan, you know how hard it is for them. And if you're an artist who's independent, you guys know how hard it is. We know here at Cubanorama, we know how hard you try. And this is why we try to do the best that we can to always be there for you, to help you, to post and repost when we see things that are going on Facebook. We understand how the social media works. Sometimes I think of all these musicians or silly things that go on Facebook. YouTube, and how things go viral. And it just blows my mind that artists like Tracy Walton hasn't gotten something like this, you know, one of his videos or his music CDs going viral. He is awesome, you guys. And I'm not saying that because he's on the show, because honestly, I think that if it wasn't awesome, if I don't think somebody's, and not that I'm an expert, but I have a really good ear for music. And if I don't think somebody's above just average, you know, I would think twice, just because I really like good music and I want to give you guys the best. In fact, we have had young people coming to us asking us to be on the show in the past when we first started Cubanorama. And even then, I recall telling Mr. Mann, you know, I don't know about this person. I always had, you know, we always had faith in most of the people. We had faith that some kids could really do an amazing job if they practiced. And sometimes we would give them advice, not knowing what the heck, because we're not musicians, but we could hear what wasn't working. And some of them went on and took our advice, and sometimes people used to send us music before they would record stuff, and they would ask us, and just as a soundboard, you know, just to see what we thought. And we, behind the scenes, you guys, we do a lot, not only for artists, but for people who write books, for authors, for photographers. I mean, you name it. If you knew how much we are there for the independent artists, not just musicians, you guys would say, wow, you know. And I love it. I mean, I was talking to a friend from Miami today, and we were talking about exactly this, how much work we put into what we do. And it is so rewarding when you see wonderful things happening to people. And we know that because of our networking and the way and how committed we are, we know that we enable some of these things to happen. And, you know, I don't want to take any credit for what you guys do, because I don't deserve any of it. I just absolutely love being a part of it and love seeing things, you know, progress. Because just like I was telling a private investigator the other day, you know, I would love to go back and doing missing persons programs. But one of my frustrations is that I don't want to just talk about somebody who is missing or somebody who is murdered. I want to be able to help the families and solve these cases one by one, even if it takes us a long time. So we only cover one case at a time. And when we find, you know, answers for the family, however it works, you know, maybe we don't come on the show and we don't talk about it if it's going to be detrimental to the case. But the fact is that here at Cubanorama, we like to see things happen. We like to invite you guys on the show, and we want to see you guys writing music, making music, you know, coming up with CDs, coming on our show, and us introducing you to other people and filmmakers. I network a lot because I think you never know who's working on a certain film that one of your songs is just going to be awesome for that film. And so that is why a lot of times we cross reference you guys. You know, I might send you friends who are musicians and for the filmmakers, and a lot of the musicians, we send them to each other. So because it's fun, it's a riot. Lately, we've been meeting so many interesting people, you guys. We have some really great upcoming shows I just want to share with you. On June 2nd, I cannot wait to interview Grandpa. His name, he goes by Grandpa Peter Coyote on Facebook and on YouTube. I just think the world of him. I saw a friend... and gosh, I have to find her name because it's been a crazy day. But I want to give her credit for posting this guy's YouTube. He is just so sweet, so sweet, and so smart, and has so much wisdom that I cannot wait to have him on the show. So that's June 2nd, and that ad is already up on Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to see that later, check it out. I also want to just briefly say, and I'm going to ask Tracy about this because I have some ideas. You and I were talking about it, Mr. Mann, for networking and promoting our guests, our musicians, and you know, if authors, if you're and filmmakers, if you want to be a part of this, I'm thinking we should do like the biggest giveaway. You guys have given us your music in the past. You guys have sent CDs in, and we have little by little been giving it away to our listeners one by one. Sometimes we have given 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5, 6 at a time. But I'm thinking, I think now we have about 9 artists involved. But I'm thinking, you know, even bigger than that, if we can make it a really big giveaway, the more of you that are involved, the better. And then when Tracy gets on the when we open up his mic, I want to tell him what our idea is and run it by him. And, you know, we want to have open mic. If you guys are listening tonight and you want to call in and give us your insight as to what I'm thinking about, our phone number here at the station is 347-843-4717, 347-843-4717. And let me just say quickly, and we'll get him on. We've been doing a show for, I don't want to just say for the ladies, but really I think it's for everyone who is interested in having a soulful life, and somebody who's people who are interested in living more consciously, with Aileen Hanley. And she is from Texas. She is, they call her the Soul Whisperer. And she was just recently in an island in the Greek, I think it was in Greece. I can't remember the name of this island. I don't want to even try it because I'm probably going to mess it up. But anyway, she's been doing some wonderful retreats, and she has a wonderful blog. And I believe her website is AileenHanley.com. We just did our last show with her on the 16th, May 16th. And so check that out. The first one, we started on the April 4th, and we're going to be doing a ton of shows talking about the soul. And you know, so if you're interested in that sort of thing, it isn't not religion, it is not church, but it is very much a spiritual type thing. And also, We had Becky Blanton. She did a TED Talk on some time ago, and I saw her. You guys know I do a lot of research on YouTube, and Becky Blanton was a journalist who went homeless for about a year, and she was on our show, talked about that on the 9th of April, and she's coming back, you guys, on the 30th of this month. She's going to talk about how can homeless people invent their own employment. How can you do that? If you are homeless, how do you find work? How do you make your own? And this is not, I don't think it's going to be the type of show where she's going to tell you to go find, you know, get an application and work for somebody else. I think this, she wrote a couple of books. I believe she's given them on my show. She's going to tell us the links. And so that's a really good show to look into. I believe that ad is also up. If you have any questions about what I'm talking about as you're listening, you can email me at Marta, M-A-R-T-A, at cubanarama.com, and I will try to answer your questions ahead of time. Also, I wanted to say, anyone who has believe in the higher power and you pray, we ask for prayers for Bella, this little girl who lives in Florida who has cancer. We did a show with her father, two shows actually, a Spanish one and an English one. That show had 101 comments. By the way, that was the one of the most downloadable shows we've ever done. Is this one with this little girl. And by the way, if you love what you're listening to tonight, the music tonight is going to be awesome. This CD is rocking. So if you like what you hear, we love to have you guys comment. That's how we know. So often Mr. Man says, wow, this particular show has a lot of comments. And then we know that we have done some amazing shows and no one says anything right there on our website. They'll email us privately, which we love it. We absolutely love to hear from you guys. But it's wonderful if you let everybody else know on their website, on our website. And that way people can see what you guys like. So we ask for prayers for Bella. Jill Conley was also asked for prayers for her. She is the gal that we did a show with her, Heart to Heart Talk with Jill Conley. She's a beautiful woman who was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer, breast cancer, on the day before her 32nd birthday. We had that show with her on April 23rd. We asked, you know, miracles can happen, so we just never know. We have another friend, Maileen Izquierdo. She's a poet in Miami, and she also has undergoing cancer treatment. And Sonia Terrell Miranda, she's a friend from Chicago, undergoing some heart problems, you know, a little bit of just different things here and there. So we want to make sure that we keep our friends in our prayers, Bella, Jill, Myling, and Sonia. And I know this has probably been one of the largest introductions ever, but at the same time, I was giving you guys a little bit of time to pop into the show. I know that many of you sometimes tell me, I'm sorry I was late. Well, guess what? It won't matter now because Cubanarama has talked a little bit. So let's bring him in. Our guest of the evening, Tracy Walton. And he, guess what? He began playing music. He picked up his guitar at the age of 10, but his ear was bent towards the low end. That's what he says. So he picked up and switched to bass. In his teen years, he brought a string of punk and hard rock bands, Local Glory, and a gig teaching at an area music store. But you know, the rock and roll stardom has many bumps on the road, he says. And so when the only apartment that he and his bandmates could afford was condemned, he was really started thinking about Plan B, seriously. So, Mr. Man, bring him in. I'm glad he did his switch. This guy was listening to his music. Mr. Man says he sounds a little bit like Carl Perkins. Now, I don't even know who that one is. I should know, right? But I hear a little bit of Johnny Cash. And even I was listening to him the other day, Mr. Man. I said, he sounds like Elvis. Turn him on. Oh, he's on. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. Has anybody ever told you that you sound a little bit like Elvis? You kind of look like you with them sideburns.
Yeah, I get it for the sideburns. I've heard that I sound like him at times, I guess.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, so.
You do. But
one of those guys, though. It's like he wore sideburns, like, whatever, 50 years ago, and people still think of Elvis with sideburns, which is crazy.
I know.
You know? People say, like, oh, it's still like the comment. Like, he still has ownership of sideburns 50 years later. No one can wear them but him without being copying him. It's great.
That's right. you poor Tracy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's something. Well, he was a good looking guy, and I think that when you know because he was one of the most well known people with sideburns, I think that's the reason why. Now, if you were not as good looking as you are, and you were having these sideburns, I don't think anybody would tell you you look like Elvis. You know what?
Yeah.
They'd be like, did you see them sideburns? He needs to shave those things off.
Yeah. They'd say I look like someone from colonial times or something.
Right. So I think it's a huge compliment when people say that to you.
Well, honestly, thank you.
I'm so glad that you sent your music in. You sent us a few CDs. I love it. It was amazing. And we've been so busy, we hadn't had time to listen to it. And just before the show, I was like, Mr. Man, hurry up and play me some of Tracy's stuff so I can at least know what we have going here. But I heard your last CD, so I knew you were darn good, and I didn't, wasn't worried. But this, the last one was good, but you must be getting some really awesome reviews on this. This is hot. This is a really hot CD.
Thank you. Yeah, the reviews have been all really amazing, which is kind of rare, you know. I've been surprised at how positive the reviews are, which I think reviewers sometimes feel like it's their job to critique and they have to say something negative. Or they didn't do their job, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like when I read some reviews, it's like I feel like they would say Sgt. Pepper was, like, something wrong with it, or Dark Side of the Moon, like, well, you know, might have been shorter, or I don't know. I feel like that's, reviewers always want to throw a jab in there, like, they have to. And really, they haven't on this album, which has been really nice. They've kind of gotten what it's about, which is surprising.
Yeah, every single song is so good, and I tell Mr. Man every day, and my kids and my friends, I tell them every day how lucky I feel. I honestly, doing the job that I do and listening to musicians, I feel like I get the best of the business. And sometimes when I think of the big companies and I think about them, building up an artist and coming up with all these songs, I feel like they really miss out on, and my kids are used to listening to like old time music. So they, the 60s, the 70s and the 80s. And they say, Mom, I wish that this type of music or that kind of music was still played. And they listen to a variety of stuff, jazz, Spanish, and you name it, disco, rock, big on rock. And that's what I love about independent artists. I feel like this, you have 10 songs here. I feel like every single one of them has its own style, though they really go well together. It's almost like a 10-course meal with everything tasting totally different, but all the flavors complement each other. How did you do it?
Well, I think like using that analogy, it is kind of like that, but it would all be from the same chef, So it all has the same. It comes from the same place, and
yeah,
So. I guess for me, and I'm coming from that place of you know, of listening to a lot of older stuff, and records were kind of made like that back then, you know. If you listen to, like, a Beatles album, there's all kinds of styles on there, you know, and they, I guess that's part of it, is, like, they grew up listening to, like, standards and Broadway stuff and blues stuff and you know, the early rock and roll, and they kind of listened to everything and were fans of everything, because I guess they were, you know, at that time they were more limited in what they could get, so they just listened to anything that came into the port at the time. For me, I guess it's being a fan of those older albums and then being a fan of just a lot of different styles of music. You know, I can, and I guess that's it. Like, someone asked me in an interview the other day, like, what band would I like to play with? And I said Black Sabbath. And they're like, well, how could you say Black Sabbath? You know, it's not anything like that.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, I still, like, that's probably, as a kid, was my favorite band. And there's still, like, you know, even, like, the end of, God, what's the name of the song? I don't even know my own songs. Hang on, I got to look. Let Me Take You Home, which is track 5 on the album. We go into a jam which has that kind of, you know, an outro jam which has that kind of Sabbath, almost even a ZZ Top kind of thing to it.
It does.
And that's, and I'm a big fan of that, but I'm also a big fan. It's funny, the one music I probably don't listen to at all is country. Yeah, I don't really like, I guess, not that I don't like it, but I guess I just don't listen to a lot of it. I like Johnny Cash. I love Willie Nelson. I like those older guys. But at the same time, you know, Willie came from there where he recorded, I think it was Stardust. I think that was the name of the album. He did all standards. And, yeah, I think it's just different. So, for me, it's like I'm coming from all those different spots, and I don't think in terms of, okay, I'm going to pick a genre and write in that. I just start writing, and some days I'm feeling a little more singer-songwriter, some days a little more rock, some days is a little bit more bluesy. And then, you know, certainly there's a couple tunes on there that are straight, like, old-time country tunes, I guess. Or have that feel of like a two feel, which would be traditional country. But yeah, so I just try to make it, I guess for me, it's like once I have a few songs written, I don't think about it at all until I have 4 or 5 songs written. And then I start saying, you know, like, how we're missing this. We're kind of missing something. That rock song I mentioned was the last song I wrote. I wrote it the last day of recording, feeling like the record kind of needs a kick, you know. It needs something that really will lift it up in the middle of the album.
Love it. I usually take notes as I'm listening, and I was just doing a bunch of things, but that one is number 5 on the record, and I wrote right next to it rock and roll. So I must see what I mean. I do have a good ear, and I did have that feeling that I had that feeling like this, and that's what I told Mr. Mann. I said, he reminds me of an old rock and roll band. What is it, Mr. Mann? In fact, which one was it that you mentioned, ZZ Top, and there was
Let Me Take You Home, track 5.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, why don't we listen to it and come right back? Because I know you guys are out there, and I know not everyone who is in the chat, not everyone who is listening is in the chat room, even though however you guys find me is amazing. Besides iTunes, we have our show on iTunes. I thank you guys for coming and tuning in and sharing my show with your friends. I see you guys doing that on Facebook a lot, and it really touches my heart when you guys do that for me, because I know Mr. Mann and I work so hard to promote each and every one of you, the authors that come to the show, the musicians. So when you guys take anything that I post and repost it and let somebody else know what I'm doing, I just feel like you're not just doing it for me. You're doing it for all the other artists who are trying so hard to get, you know, a word in there between the millions of, you know, tidbits of information that go on Facebook and, you know, on Twitter and all of that. By the way, some of my post on Facebook from one of my accounts goes up to my Twitter account, and I was looking at it yesterday. I think I have 11,900 and some tweets. So I thought, that's awesome, because that means I've been promoting all of you guys quite a bit, and I just absolutely love to see that happening. So thank you so much.
That's a lot of tweets.
Yeah, that's a lot. So, hey, if you guys are not following me on Twitter, go ahead and ask me. It's Cubanorama. And I'm on Facebook as well. So you can join me on Cubanorama, and you're more than welcome to share anything that I post anytime. Anytime. So let's play Let Me Take You Home. And I want to come back because I have something to tell you about one of your songs. I've been using the title when I argue with my husband. It is so funny.
Okay.
I sure don't know what I'm talking about.
But, okay, let me think about it.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I know the song you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so funny. Okay, Mr. Man, go for it.
There's more one inside.
Very, very good. How many instruments are playing on this particular song? Is he on, Mr. Man?
Hello, hello.
He's back. How many instruments are playing on this particular song?
Well, that was really tracked. It was just tracked live with, you know, myself, Rich Hinman on guitar, and Mick Nikosha on drums. We tracked the solo and everything live. We overdubbed one guitar on the outro, and I think there might be a tambourine in there, and then that's about it. And then Sally Lou did the backup vocals on it. So it's pretty stripped down, really.
Wow.
In that kind of trio spirit of, like, those older bands like ZZ Top, Cream, that kind of thing.
But it's just really, it's one, like you said, it was very, very good rock and roll. I want to say hi as we're going along to Hamlin Flute, all the way from Miami, just tuning in. They're in the chat room. And friends, I see that some of you are showing up as guests. Some of you are not showing up at all. If you want to come in and join Block Talk Radio as a guest, as a guest listener, yeah, it's free, absolutely free. And you can always chit-chat with us there in the chat room and, you know, let the artist know what you think. Just give us your comments, whatever, however you, if you feel like it, no pressure. I know some people are so shy. And then I get emails telling me they like this person or that person, but it's so nice when you guys go ahead and say it to the artist. Doesn't it mean a lot? I mean, you guys, you know that you're doing a good job. It feels good to do what you do, regardless whether people say anything. But doesn't it feel good when somebody says good job? I know it makes me feel good.
Yeah, of course. It's always nice to, you know, I guess for me, it's like, it's more about like if people connect with the songs, really, you know, that's more satisfying for me that it kind of meant something to them or whatever, or,
right.
Or you know, like you said, you tell your Mr. Man, you use one of the song titles. Right?
Well, he has been naughty at times, right? And so I told him,
if I ever get away?
No, I actually said, you have to redeem yourself.
Oh, I thought you meant I thought you were telling him if I ever get away.
Well, I said that. I actually have said that already, but that's
yeah.
Only for your song.
yeah. Redemption's, yeah, that's big. I mean, hopefully you're not in the place of the two characters in that song, but, yeah, they're kind of in a rough patch, you know?
So I think, you know, life is especially now that when I see and I met the other day the older gentleman that I was talking about, he goes by the name of Grandpa, Peter Coyote, which is really interesting. I mean, if you've seen me posting his stuff on Facebook, he looks older, but at the same time, I look at his eyes and there is something about it. I don't see age. I don't see age, but at the same time, I see sort of like the winds of time. You know what I'm saying? It's
like a musician.
I don't know. Maybe I'm sure, you know, he loves rock and roll.
What are you promoting for him now on Facebook?
Well, if you go on YouTube and you plug his name, you'll see what he does. He's just very inspirational. Lots and lots of videos, and he knows what he's talking about. I wouldn't necessarily call it religious because. Religion to me is boring. Religion to me is man-made, and it doesn't really mean anything. He is just very spiritual. He talks about his experiences in life without really going into like deep details about any particular thing. But he
gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
And
so music does that for me. When I connect with a song, and I think that your songs do that for people. They connect with it, and you know, not all of life is always, you know, it's always pretty. It's always positive. It has all the ups and the downs. But I think if people learn, one of the things I learned, you know, not that I learned, but listening to Grandpa Coyote, he talks about how, don't give up on your family. You know, that's the one thing. You don't give up on your, you know, because it's so easy to give up on you know, when people just stop talking. If you have a friend, how are you a really good friend and show that person that, you know, that you have loyalty, that you have honest, that you're honest, that you have integrity. All of these things that mean so much, because without it, there is no unity. Without it, there is nothing. Without that, I wouldn't even be doing this show since 2009. I would not have had the integrity, because, you know, if my purpose for doing this was to make $1 million, I wouldn't be here. So I think that as human beings, we go beyond, and I'm sure that's the reason why you write music. I mean, sure, it would be great if you made, you know, the $1 million, but why do you write music?
What's that? I'm sorry, I sneezed when you asked your question. I'm sorry.
I know, that's okay. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you.
I was saying, why do you write music, Tracy?
Why do I write it?
Why?
I just like telling stories, I guess. I've always been like kind of a daydreamer, and I've always made up stories, and it just seemed like the proper outlet, being a musician, that, you know, I kind of put the two together, I guess. I was, you know, I started playing when I was a young kid. I didn't start writing right away. But then it just seemed like a natural progression. Like, fiction is just way too much of a commitment. You know, I've undertaken a novel, and it was like, you know, it's hard, you know. Songs are a little bit more manageable than like a 500 page novel, you know? I guess I just like telling stories. I really, like, my songs aren't really, I'm in them, but I'm really not, you know, they're not like really literal things about me. It's like, you know, I kind of make them up, I guess, which is the fun of it for me. So yeah, I like the craft of it, and the art of trying to write really good songs and studying songs of the great songwriters, and just telling stories. And like I said, I guess for me that's part of it too, where you know, you had mentioned that like everyone's not perfect, and a lot of my characters are flawed, and like the lead character in Redeemed is really kind of not a great guy, you know, the guy character. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes it's hard for people to listen that way, and they assume like if there's a song about him, he's a good guy, you know?
Right.
But he's really not, you know? And looking at it that way kind of changes the song a bit, really. I just like, you know, I guess like writing songs, and it's kind of, I guess it's part of what I do, and I wouldn't really not be able to, I guess.
But that's what I mean. Why do you do it? So you like it. Well, I like cleaning the house, but I tell you,
I hate cleaning the house. I can't stand it.
I like cleaning the house, but I'd much rather be on the radio. There is something, and I like doing dishes. I like doing dishes. I like doing laundry. I like the smell of clean laundry. I like baking. There's all these, you know, homely things? Is that?
Yeah.
Probably things that I like to do, domestic things that I like to do. But
yeah.
But when I'm on the radio, I feel like I am flying without wings, you know, and I don't even know where that came from. See, you could take those words and put it in a song. I feel like I'm flying without wings. And so for you, you say you like it, but do you like it just like you like to have a piece of pie? But you wouldn't have a piece of pie. You know what I'm saying? There's something that drives you and I to do two totally different things. I can't sing and I can't play music, but I can and enjoy the radio to heights, you know? And so you enjoy. So what is it that you get out of it, out of the actual writing, the making of the song? Once it is done, what is it that, because I would assume that every time you hear your music, even years down the road, you go, damn, that was, you know, that was fun. There's something inside of you that just keeps on going. And it's not like, I remember when I first started doing the radio, and I would tell Mr. Man, I would listen to some of my shows, and I would, I told Mr. Man so many times, why do you let me do this? I sound horrible. I'm never going to do radio again. And then I would get a bunch of emails and people wanting to come on the show, and I, people who I respected, and I was like, wow, they like my show. I guess I can't stop. And I was having fun, but if I listen to myself, then I get really critical. Do you ever go through that, or do you... No, I think now as time has progressed, I really do enjoy it, and I don't even think about pulling myself apart, because critics, like you said, critics will do that. So why do it to yourself? But now that you create the music and you hear it and it's out there for people to purchase, what is it that keeps you with that drive that you have to create more and more and more?
Yeah, I guess it's two different deals. Like the writing thing is different than the playing thing. Like the playing thing, there's that cool thing of like, you know, it's the rush of it, and you know, I'm kind of past the point of having like any kind of like, you know, stage fright or whatever, or getting like jitters and that kind of thing. But there's still, I guess, is the connection with the audience and like the live thing, and that's like that rush is, you know, I guess the reason you keep playing live is to put your stuff out there. The writing is different. Like it's not like, I guess it's more like building a puzzle, you know, like you're trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together and make the song what it should be. And then as a greater piece, you're trying to create this piece of an album, which is even harder. And I guess for me, it's more, I don't enjoy it that much, to be honest with you. It's really frustrating. And I kind of, you know, I guess I don't like it that much, but I guess I feel like it's hard. Like most of the people I found that are good at it don't really like it, and they kind of just do it because they have to, you know. And I guess that's maybe part of being a quote unquote artist, where you're making like stuff for a bigger reason. I'm still trying, and it's silly. Like at this point, like no one listens to albums anymore. They're like all singles and iTunes, but I'm still trying to make a classic album. You know, I feel like I can still make a Bridge Over Troubled Water or a Sgt. Pepper or a Dark Side of the Moon or that kind of thing. And that's always kind of my goal. And is it fun?
Oh,
not really,
awesome.
You know?
No, I think that's awesome. I think you should continue to do what you're doing, because I was really astounded with listening to this whole CD. I really thought that you nailed it. You said exactly what this is. This is like the old-time really good music. Like, you don't hear music like this anymore. You really don't. Let's listen to Redeem, because I know, you know, we touched on it. So let's listen to Redeem and talk a little bit more about some of the things that I'm thinking about. And you tell me what it is, because I love getting some advice from you guys, too. I know that... as a musician and being out there promoting yourself, that's got to be a really tough thing. when you're independent, and we want to do the best that we can to help you guys. So I have something up my sleeve, and I want you to tell me what you think. And, you know,
okay,
believe me, if you think it sucks, tell me. You
okay,
won't hurt my feelings, because I really, this is like a journey for me. I want to learn as much as I can. So let's go ahead and listen to Redeem, and we'll be right back with Tracy Walton, you guys. So the CD is...
If I Ever Get Away.
Get away, Mr. Man. Another man.
You're far away from me now. So far away from me now. But somehow I think you can see the things I need. I know I'm a long way from being redeemed.
Why must you hold on so tight? If you let go,
Yep, my mic was stuck. For a guy who doesn't like country.
What?
This is awesome. I love the song. Every it feels like it has these turns and this, you know, windy. It's beautiful, and I love the words. I love your voice and her voice together are just magnificent together. I love the whole, you know, it's like everything is just like a great little package. And I
think,
and it's true. And I think it would be an awesome song for a movie. I really do. Like, I could see it in a movie.
Yeah, it should be. It should be in one.
Oh, I know. It should. So
don't you know a bunch of movie directors and stuff?
I do.
Let's make this happen.
I should find out what the heck they're working on. I know
Matasena,
who won some awards in Canada not too long ago, and it was up there. He was telling me about this country. I can't remember what country he went to a few months ago. And he said that he went to this one area where it was just like everyone was in the business, you know. And he said, Marta, this is the one place where if you want to film the ocean, I wonder if that's where they film. I don't quote me on this because I don't know where they did Titanic. But he said they could do something like Titanic. And he was working on a film that had to do with the ocean, and he was going back to this country. And he said the pool was so huge, and then at the end of the pool, it blended in with the ocean. So he was like, "This is I know." So yeah, I have to figure out. This is another thing that I think is Facebook has changed so many things. And before, all the changes were there. I used to pile all of my friends by careers. You know, had all the authors together. So if I needed an author, because I have so many people that I talk to on a regular basis, that sometimes I can see the face and I can't remember the name, or vice versa. So I would just go to the author a file and I would find all my authors. I would go to the, you know, musicians and I would find all the musicians, the Spanish and the English and, you know, the producers, you name it. But now I am not sure. It's like I have this big, huge mess. How do you keep this stuff together when you want to network and you want to promote your music and you want to send, like, let's say, blast a whole everybody with emails, but if you want to let people know, for example, where you're going to be at, instead of just posting it on your webpage and somebody might miss the show, how do you do that? I'm not that techie.
Well, for me, like I have a mailing list which I categorize by states, you know. So then if I'm doing something, you know, when I'm releasing, like when I just released the album and I wanted to send out the link to iTunes or whatever, I send that to everyone. But if I'm, you know, playing a gig in Connecticut, I do Connecticut mailer. If I'm doing New York, a New York mailer, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, that's I kind of do that. The other stuff I kind of – and I'm not – listen, you're talking to the wrong guy if you want advice on being organized and being good at business stuff. I do use a company, Grit PR, and they do all my radio and press.
Okay.
So that, you know, that helps out because, you know, to do, you know, we just sent out like 500 discs and, you know, 5,000, you know, whatever, mailers or emails to different places. It's like for me to compile all that, it's a full-time job. So,
my goodness. So now you know what I'm talking. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. Let me tell you what idea I had in mind, because I feel like I'm a little bit of an addict with YouTube, though I'm really not. I mean, I have about 11 people that I subscribe to, and I absolutely love them all. Most of them are women. You know, I think that women are really good for you know, for promoting. I think women, not that guys aren't any good. I mean, I subscribe to some couples that do YouTubes together, and I love them. I think they're just really likable. I don't necessarily look at YouTubes for the sheer number. It doesn't matter to me if somebody has, you know, a million subscribers or if they have 22,000 subscribers. I look for if they the content, if I connect with a person, just like I do with the people that come on the show. If I really like them, then they come on the show. And sometimes it isn't that, you know, sometimes I just meet them. So you think, you say, well, how do you know if you really like them if you just met them? I feel like I close my mind to everything else that is happening around me. And I go to their website, I put on my headphones, I listen to their music. If I'm friends with them on Facebook, I go and I look at their pictures. And I feel like I'm, you know, without interviewing them, I feel like I'm doing it. I feel like we're connecting. And then once I feel like I know what the artist is about, I start, there's a relationship there, even though it's like all in my head. There's something that happens. It's magical. Don't ask me how. But then I go, dang, I really like this person. And when that happens, I know they have to come on the show. If it doesn't happen, if I don't feel the connection, if I don't feel that there's something about their art, it just isn't there for the audience, and we know what our audience likes, then I we wait a while, or we wait for the right moment, because sometimes it's just about waiting, you know, and then we do it at the right moment. But this is my idea. I have some awesome people that I subscribe to on YouTube, and they're awesome. They are terrific. They have a lot of followers. Not that I follow them for that reason, but, you know, because they are likable, they have a lot of followers. And, you know, with YouTube, a lot of these folks, they do giveaways. So, Mr. Man, I just told them the other night, I said, you know, we've been working so hard and trying to figure out a way to do this giveaway. And why just keep it to ourselves? Why don't we reach out to a couple of these people that we subscribe to and ask them, you know, sometimes they do this, the YouTube community, they get together and they do giveaways together. So why not mix Blog Talk Radio with YouTube? And we offer a YouTuber some of the CDs, you know, a group of CDs or film or whatever it may be, and maybe collaborate with them and say, you know, you guys do the YouTube, we do the radio, why not get together and do this? You know, well, our artists are interested
cross promotion.
Exactly, cross promote. And but what I was thinking is it'd be nice if the YouTubers themselves could get a CD for themselves to keep, you know, just as a gift, and then one to give away. Right now, we have, we have two of you. Yeah, we have two of yours. We have three of yours, actually. I think we already gave one away.
Okay.
And we still have some old ones. We have a couple of the brand new again.
Okay.
Holcomb Low is... I think we talked about Holcomb Low. That's an artist from Indonesia. They sent us like 15 CDs. And E.G. Holmes from, I think he's from New York as well. Very romantic. We gave his stuff. Oh, it's really awesome music. All of you guys that have sent us music in are so good. We have a Spanish one from the guy that did my song, Cubanarama. Yeah, he is in the Sugarcane Rush. We have just one of his. I have to email him and see if they'll send us more. We have Faded Blue Jeans from a Cuban singer in California, Candy Sosa, and she rocks the song Me and Bobby McGee. You would think a Cuban couldn't do it. Oh, man, she rocks that song. She is so good. So I know this music is going to go a long ways, and I thought, you know, if we could get a couple of CDs, one for the couple who hosted the YouTuber, you know, and then one to give away. I mean, these people have thousands and thousands of subscribers, and every time they do a giveaway, that exposes all of your music, everyone who's involved in the giveaway. It exposes their music. Can you imagine? I mean, we have over 200,000 downloads, but I think with other, that's almost a 500,000 people that we could expose the music to, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, sounds like it's worth a shot. It can't really hurt my career at this point.
I don't think it would hurt it at all. You know, especially because you know, it's, and then once people win the CDs and they listen to it, I know they'll like it because they don't make music like they used to. I know all of the artists that come through my show, all of the independent artists. I just find you guys so fascinating. I find, and my daughter, it is so, well, you know how I know it's good? Because when a 13-year-old likes the music, and at different times that I'm not even expecting my daughter to pop in, and I don't even think she's listening sometimes, and she'll start singing songs that I, you know, of people that are on the show, on my show.
And nice.
Yeah, it makes me feel like I just want to bawl my eyes out. I'm thinking like, dang, I'm making a difference, you know?
Yeah. And sometimes you just need a good cry, so.
Well, I have cried out of sheer joy, honestly. I think I'm so lucky to have the opportunity. You know, if I wasn't doing this, I had stopped my music for a while because I just didn't like what was out there. And now I feel like, you know, if it wasn't for, I wouldn't know where to start looking, number one. I'd be all over the place on Pandora's radio or whatever, you know, iTunes. But, you know, I'd have to start from scratch. But the neat thing about hosting the radio is that I get to know all of you guys. You know, I feel like I get to know all of you guys, really get to know you, not just hear the music and you hear an interview and you hear, you know, just a snippet of a little bit about the music and how they did the show or did the CD or whatever. But when I interview you guys, you tell me things that you probably wouldn't tell anybody.
Sure.
Like, what secrets? No, I'm kidding. We're talking about secrets. Okay. So I was just kidding. You know, we don't get into gossip on Kumanorama. We just really enjoy.
Not.
We enjoy the process of making music. I've always asked. One of the things that people ask me is, somebody who was going to come on the show one day started listening to some of my shows, and before agreeing to coming on the show, he said, "You don't really. What kind of an interview is this? It just seems like you're talking so much." And I said, "Well, it's conversation. We do it. You know, you call it whatever you want. You know, when people come to your home, do you ask them questions like you're interviewing them, or do you have a conversation?" And he says, "Well, I have a conversation." And I said, "Well, that's what I like. I don't really like to throw in questions at people like I'm just interrogating. And that's my personality. So I really enjoy talking with people." We did a little test show with this guy, and he enjoyed it so much. He was very eager to come on the show. And through our conversations, I found out I actually had an artist on the show. Her name was is Diane Arkenstone. You guys are welcome to check out that show. Diane Arkenstone, through our conversation, told us that the reason why she started playing music was to heal her heart, because she was had a heart problem when she was younger. She wanted to be an athlete like her brothers and sisters, but couldn't do it because of her heart condition. And so this playing music helped her heal her heart. And I had asked this artist to come on my show, and this person had stopped playing music. Dig this, Tracy. He had stopped playing music because the doctors told him that it wasn't good for his heart. He had a heart condition, and this guy was feeling so down. He said that when I called him and invited him on the show, it was like the lights went on. And
yeah.
So by having these conversations, I was able to share with him, I don't understand what your doctor said this, because this is the reason why this other person is playing. And so now he's playing again, and he's working on a CD. So I am so, you know, this, I cried when he told me, because to know that we have that effect on people, to know that our show can lift somebody's spirits to the point where an artist had stopped playing music, and now they feel like they're ready to get on with it again and excited about doing something. And this is going to be his first CD, and he's been playing since he was a child. So it's so rewarding. How long did it take you from the last time? When was he on the show last, Mr. Man? It wasn't that long ago. I feel like you had that other, your other CD, Brand new
Again was out in October of 2011. I started writing this album, you know, pretty much right after that. And then I went into the studio in probably, I think I went in October of a year later. I went in the studio and started recording this one. So I spent a year writing the songs, and then it released, a couple weeks ago now. So we spent about 6 months recording it.
Not bad.
In the studio. Yeah. So, and I probably wrote about 15 songs for it. And then we just cut five of them and narrowed it down to the 10 I thought were the best. And kind of just scrapped the other five and went from there. And actually, Redeemed is an older song. So I had that written already. I kind of re-envisioned it as a duet.
Really like it. What is the name of the lady? I think I had asked you there in the chat, or you were probably not there.
Oh, I kind of hadn't looked at that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Her name is Sally Lou Ciani. She sings, actually. She's a backup singer in, it's actually her brother's band, Eddie Seville. He's actually a solo artist who, and he goes under Eddie Seville in the Steel Rodeo sometimes. But she sings backups for him. I met her through Eddie. He actually sings backups on this album as well. He sings on Walls and Home Soon.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him, and he sang and played some of the drums on Brand New Again. So with this album, knowing I needed a female, I asked him if his sister would be up for it. He said, "Yeah, certainly she'll give it a shot." And she came in, and the second she started, singing wow. "Redeemed," I knew it would work for sure. And then actually, there's Leanne Lovelace sings backups on a couple of the other songs too. She happened to be in the studio. And Jason Laughlin plays guitar on some of the tracks. Rich Hinman plays on a bunch of it. So, it's a bunch of different musicians. Mick Nicosia plays drums on everything. So, we spent, a year and a half from start to finish, which is kind of... it's nice to be able to go in and really... spend a bunch of time recording the songs. I almost recorded the entire album and then started over at one point. I just wasn't that excited with the direction we went with it, it's definitely a lengthy process.
Wow. Well, and sometimes you think, as an artist, sometimes we think that we have to, everything has to be done perfect the first time. But when you step back and you look at it, that's how you know if something doesn't feel quite right, and you gotta, You got to tweak it. Sometimes that happens to me with descriptions for the show. If I don't have time to write something good, I just go with the bio because I know you guys have proved read it and it's acceptable to you guys. But I'd love to have, because writing, like you said, you don't like the aspect of writing because writing does take time, doesn't it? To get it down just right.
To get it down where you're going to actually, you know, put it on an album, and then that's the thing with an album. It's like it's permanent, you know. It's that
right.
this album I'm looking at here will always be that album. It's not like I can ever change any of it, you know. And it takes a while to kind of learn that as an artist, that you really can't rush and you can't like be in a hurry. It has to be right because you're going to live with it forever. That part that you didn't like now is you really don't like it 6 months, and 2 years from now it really kills you. So
I know.
Yeah, and this record, I actually haven't listened to it probably haven't listened to it in like a month, so it'll be interesting to listen to it in a while.
Well, beer.
See, you know, see where it's at. The last time I listened to it, I did really like it, which is a good sign.
You'll like beer is cheaper than gas.
I
love this song. Tell me about how did you come up with? Were you just like hanging around some friends and having a beer, and somebody said it? You said it, or how did that? That's a pretty.
I think I overheard someone saying that. You know, they. You know, that whatever, they were going to start staying home, it'd be cheaper to just drink beer, you can't even go anywhere, the gas is so expensive. And then I kind of just had the idea. And that was one of those songs, I mean, I wrote that in one sitting. It probably took me an hour to write the whole song,
wow.
You know, which typically isn't the way I write. You know, most of the songs on the album, you know, I probably spent 3 weeks on Walls, I probably spent a month on Songs for You, you know, just really kind of tweaking it and getting, it's a slower process for me, I guess. That song was just like kind of silly and I had the idea and started writing it. And I would typically like just throw songs like that away, thinking like, it's not really what I do and whatever. But I also am like really sarcastic, and certainly my live shows are completely sarcastic, where all the stage banter is. So I'm always kind of, you know, making fun of myself and other things, and then I go into like a really deep, heavy song. So it's nice to kind of also have those tunes that I can pull out, and like they're a little bit lighter. And obviously, beer is now cheaper than gas is super light. In tone and in content, you know. Yes, I almost didn't put it on the album, and then I was like, you know what? Like, it's funny. Most of the tunes that, I typically don't go for those tunes, I guess. But I get that people like them, and I get why they like them. And it's really fun to play live. Like, you know, people really get into it, and
they sing along.
You know? Oh yeah, kind of have to. I mean, it's you know it by the end of it. The end part, obviously, with the 99 bottles of beer part, everyone knows that. Which, so it's just, you know, it's a fun tune and it's silly and it's stupid and it is what it is, and
well,
so
you have to know it's good when a 13-year-old thinks it and she's never had a beer.
Yeah, well, that's good. Hopefully I don't corrupt her. You'll be calling
no,
me. And,
no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. It's just a fun song. And we love it. So, Mr. Man, Mr. Man, that song reminds me of Corey Kohler, another artist that we had on the show. And he has a song about women. And it sort of reminds me of the song for all the girls I loved before, but it isn't like that. It's total opposite. I think he says something. Do you remember the title of that song, Mr. Man? Corey Kohler. I think he says for all the girls that dumped him or something like go to hell. I mean, he literally. It's such a great song. When we interviewed him, he said, I almost didn't put that song on the album. And I'm like, I don't know how it is that you guys, how could you not think of, and it is one of the songs that everywhere he goes, people love it and request it. And it's so much fun. Bitterness. It's called Bitterness. I'll have to post it on Facebook so that you hear it, because I think it'll resonate with you, and you'll love it. I think you'll love it. And even women like it. He said, surprisingly enough, more women love that song. And it's just, you know, there's something about that song. I don't know what it is, but let's play. Beer is Cheaper Than Gas, because that's one of those songs that we absolutely love. Tracy Walton. And Hamlin says he feels like he's in Kentucky. We'll give him a little bit more of Kentucky. Here you go, Hamlin. This is for you.
Heard on the news, even so. I believe my eyes. With all the bad news, the smoke's $10 a pack. Well, it got some good news. Beer is now cheaper than gas. It's a good day. Beer is now cheaper than gas. Beer is now cheaper than gas. Hail a holiday. Beer is now cheaper than gas. I can walk to the pub. My house is underwater and I don't need your love. All my prayers have been answered at last. Beer is now cheaper than gas. It's a good day. Beer is now cheaper than gas. Beer is now cheaper than gas.
Video to go along with this song, and the girls look like, everybody looks like they were all having fun. Loved it. Where was this tape?
The video?
Yes.
Or the song itself?
The video.
The video was a place called Eastside Cafe in Connecticut. I was just looking for a kind of saloon type bar. So I went up. It's actually two different nights that we went up. You know, just rolled cameras and had some fun, and people got drunk, and my friend Natalie showed up with a funnel, you know, the fun began. Have you ever done funnel shots?
No, Mr. Mann was telling me something about the funnel. I'm like, what is that? He's like, they're doing the funnel. I'm like, I never did that.
Oh. You never did? It's
Mr. Mann says, yeah. I know nothing, but I really had no, I saw a hose.
Yeah, well, it's like a funnel, like a car funnel that you'd pour like gasoline through to get it in your car tank. But you actually pour beer in it and you suck
and
on
you
the hose.
Did you have to guzzle it down like?
Yeah, it goes pretty fast, so that's kind of the thing. And you pour the whole beer in, so you kind of are forced to drink the whole beer at once.
So, you get a rush after. I suppose you'd be like a rush after.
Well, yeah, I would think so. yeah, so it was fun, and we shot a bunch of stuff in the girls' bathroom where things got a little crazy, and people were dancing and having fun. And
he's corrupting me, Mr. Man.
Your daughter, yeah. Your 13-year-old daughter is going to be drinking beer. You're going to be doing funnel shots.
It's all Tracy's fault.
It's all my fault.
Oh, my God.
That's all right. It usually is my fault, so I'm used to it at this point.
Oh, my God. Well, when you think about it, it is a fun song, and I don't care how old you are. You know, these types of songs kind of do bring, you know, memories. People have, I mean, everybody was young once, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
we all had fun and
sure.
You know, so we totally understand music like that. And, you know, it's just like you're saying, ZZ Top, all that. I mean, music is, forget it. It makes you feel, this is what I say when I say that I look at Grandpa Peter Coyote and I just see the sort of like the winds of time, but it's creativity and things that are positive, because out of all of these fun times that we had, and sometimes maybe they were not so much fun. Maybe somebody got drunk and they got sad and cried. But the next day you laugh and you go, man, was that ever silly? What was I crying about? You know, those times are also memorable when we're old and sitting on a wheelchair, Mr. Ben. When you see me walking away. I'm kidding. Oh, well, I want to say thank you so much for coming on the show this evening, Tracy. It's really been a lot of fun. It's a great CD. I suggest, you know, people, you're going to have fun. If you believe me, every single song is really, really quality. Just great music. And there's something here to, you know, touch your heart. You're going to connect with something. And even if you don't connect with every single one, I enjoyed the whole CD. Every single song was fun. And I do like country. I really do. I never used to think I was that I would enjoy country, but I love Willie Nelson.
He's great. I think people connect me a little bit more with it just because of the voice.
Right.
You know,
right.
I have a deep voice, and you listen to a singer songwriter. They really just play country, but they sing in a high voice. You know.
Mhm.
It's but the second you hear a really deep voice, you kind of just think like he's just a storyteller, kind of singing country tunes. It's just. Just a different, it brings you to a different spot, I think. Like if I sing a Bon Iver song, I don't even know if that's how you say his name. It might not be, I think it isn't. but anyways, he sings super high and everyone's like, wow, he's an artsy singer-songwriter. If I sing his songs, they think it's a country tune. You know,
yeah,
that makes sense.
I don't think he is. What does he sing?
Like, I don't either. He's not that good.
But for example, sing me one. You can do it right there, right now.
I don't want to sing one of his songs. So I don't like him that much. He does his thing.
Pure.
He's great. You know. I'm not saying. Yeah, I try not to say bad things about people. He's good. He does his thing. It's not, I don't love it or whatever. But. I'm just using him as an example where...
But I don't get the example unless you act it out.
I'm trying to think of a different one. a different person that you would know that...
Okay.
You know, even... I don't know. a lot of the Eagles tunes were just country tunes, you know? If you listen to those you know old albums, they were basically a country band half the time, but they pull it off in a different way, I guess.
I'm stuck on the example thing. Like
go search some Bon Iver. It's Bon Iver. You'll see what I mean.
But then I won't be hearing your voice with it, which I know the moment that you sing it, I'll know.
Yeah. I can't even think of any of his tunes. I really don't know his songs. I just hear him sometimes, and I say, yeah, it's just whatever.
And it's Bon Iver?
Yeah. People classify it different because of the vocal style, I guess. You know? I look at this album, and Walls, Songs for You... Let Me Take You Home, If I Ever Get Away, Life Goes On, Think You Do, you know, probably seven of the songs are really not country songs at all, you know?
Right, and you know,
but
I actually got that.
Because there's a deeper voice.
Yes.
What's that?
Yeah, I was going to say, I actually got that. Some of it didn't all sound country to me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Some of
yeah.
it did, some of it was more rock, and others that, you know... That's the reason why I said there was one. I'm trying to think which one it was. I told Mr. Man he's kind of like on the borderline Cat Stevens. Like, it reminded me of Cat Stevens. And
well, there's
Mr.
definitely
Man,
some, and he's more of a singer-songwriter, you know?
Yeah.
That would be that genre.
I'm trying to think of which one it was. I forgot to post it or to jot it down. I wonder if it's Life Goes On.
It might not be.
Sure. Okay, maybe that's the one, but I think it's absolutely lovely, and this is why I love your music, because it's all, you know, it's very different. It's certainly nothing that you would find in a not something you make up with what do they call it, auto-tune? can't find his stuff in auto-tune.
All the pop, like, yeah, that's. Yeah, we still record in a room together, and we make music together, like, when we record the albums. They're still pretty organic, and that's kind of, you know... Well, I do use Pro Tools, and we do record on a computer, but we don't kind of... we just don't use it as a crutch and not play the songs. And you know, we basically do... We don't. Every song's not the first take, but they're all one take. You know, we just play the song, and if it's not good, I hit delete and we start over. And the engineer gets really mad at me, and I say, I don't care. I don't want to have other takes. It's either the right one or the wrong one.
Right, and well,
you can
hear it in the music. It's just really top quality, and the vocals, everything. I mean. I can't say enough good things about it. And I'm a real horrible person to sell. I'm not good at sell. I'm not a good salesperson. But once in a while, I have friends that tell me, are you getting a commission on this? Or, you know, do you work for this place? Or do you, you know? And no, it's just like when I really like something, I'll brag about it till the end of time. Because if I like it and I'm enjoying myself with whatever it is, then I think other people will get, you know, the same benefit that I'm getting. And I think it's a really, really great, well-made. And I, you know what I love about all of the artists that have been on Cubanorama, and we've been doing shows since 2009, your voice is very unique. We haven't had anybody that, you know, I said that you sometimes remind me of Elvis. I had even Johnny Cash here. Mr. Man says Carl Perkins and Cat Stevens. But at the same time, you don't really sound like, you sound like you. It's like Tracy Walton's. It's Tracy. Well, you can't really, you can't compare, I cannot compare you to any particular voice, because, like, I know if I heard your voice anywhere, I would know. I would, like, in a heartbeat, I would turn around and go, is that Tracy? Because that's just the kind of voice that you have. It's yeah, very unique. So I love it. I think it's, I'm just really, really lucky. I'm looking forward to working with Mr. Man to develop a really well-made letter and to reach out to some of the YouTube people that I like. And I hope, I'm pretty sure, you know, the YouTube community is such a neat community. I'm not a part of it. When I first started on Facebook, I did a few YouTubes before I started radio, and people really enjoyed them. But I think I became more self-conscious when I started the radio, because I was really more behind the scenes. And there were some people that, you know, when I deleted them out of Facebook, people were asking me for the YouTubes, and I'm like, but they were so silly. And I got, you know, it's just the same thing. I started getting very self-conscious, and now I have taped, I don't know how many Anton videos, and I just, like, I watch myself and I'm thinking, I can't put this out there. So because I've become more of a radio personality. And so if for me to sort of, you know, verge off on the other side is hard. But Mr. Man has some ideas, too. He said that there was something, what was it, Mr. Man? The Google, what did you call it? Google Hangout. I don't know if you've ever done that with your audience.
No.
A lot of artists, I guess, do it. They do a Google Hangout. And how many people can you have, Mr. Man, in the Hangout? Just up to 10 people. But right. Mr. Man has seen some artists. You know, they send out an invitation, and you have, like, the picture of the person down below. You know, you see the picture of your guests who are, and you just hang out, you know, for whatever length of time, and you talk about music or whatever. You know, it's kind of a neat thing. But I'm sure that there's others, because we've seen Corey Kohler, the other artist that we mentioned, who has that song, Bitterness, and he also hosts a radio show. He was a radio personality at one time and started music, and now he does both. He does a blog and the whole thing. But I've seen him do concerts online, and where people pay whatever. I don't remember exactly how it goes, but I think you pay whatever you want, or he sets a price, or there's so many tools out there, Tracy, for artists to really reach out, and especially when you have a big following and people want to.
Yeah, I did an online concert last year.
Oh, okay. I think I was going to come and something happened, and I don't know if I had a show or what it was, but how does that work?
It's basically, you know, I set up a camera and played a concert. People come on, and there's an admission to get in, you know, and it's basically you can set it at where it's, you know, 10 cents to get in, but then people kind of leave what's called, you know, they tip you.
So,
yeah, people basically just, you know, pay to stream a live concert. And I did it before, trying to think, I did it right before we started, recording, pretty sure. Yeah. I played all the songs from the album. I did like a 10 song concert where I just played the album on an acoustic. And it was cool, you know, a bunch of people, there's a chat room, and it's a little weird 'cause you're like playing songs and the chat board's going off, and It's a little different. It's a bit weird because music, there's kind of supposed to be that connection thing, and it's kind of weird to play it. You're trying to play for people, but you're just playing to a camera, so it's a little bit, it's different.
Yeah, I understand, because they're not, it's the virtual thing. It's like,
yeah, but it was cool. I made a bunch of money to sit in my living room and play a concert, which was good. I didn't even have to leave the house.
Well,
if I could do one a week, I'd be happy.
Next time you do it, we should talk about it and help us, you know, figure out a time that is good for both of us. I would love to be in the chat room and just sort of, you know, connect with the audience as you're doing what you're doing. And again,
yeah,
it cross-promotes our show and you know, what you do.
Sounds good.
You know, I think that would be a lot of fun. But we'll keep you posted what we decide. I think today is Tuesday. I think by Thursday,
okay,
we're coming up this Thursday. Friends, I just wanted to let you know, Georgia Van Kulenberg, I hope I'm saying it right, is coming on the show. She has a film, Baby Let Your Hair Down. She's an Australian comedian who lives in Hollywood, and rather than hiding her secret, she went public with it. She had lost her hair completely. For a woman who is in the business, I can't imagine, because not everybody is like, what was that singer? Do you remember that singer who was very short? Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor, yeah. She shaved her head.
But she still had some hair, you know. But
but look at her career. It went in the tank after that.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Well, you remember what she did.
Yeah. Yeah. No good.
So sad. You know, I saw Sinead O'Connor in person here in Minneapolis. I saw Sinead O'Connor here in Minneapolis in person. I mean, she came to Minneapolis for a concert, and I went to it. I took my mother, and at the time, my son was really little. I think it was like, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5. Something like that, 4 or 5. Maybe 5. 5 or 6. And my sister and I were sitting next to each other, and then there was my son between my mother and I, and then my sister was to my right, I was on her left, then my son was on my left, and my mother next to my son, and then my little brother. And when the whole concert was over, Tracy, everybody gets up. My sister gets up, and she walks to the right to the end of the aisle. And I get up, and I think my mother and my son are following me. And at one point, I look back, and I don't see my mom, and I don't see my son. And you can just imagine, my heart sunk because I was terrified that what if my son got lost in the shuffle and my mom didn't see him? It was horrible. I think I spent 45 minutes looking for my family. But I had a really good time at the concert. I mean, I'll never forget. Sinead O'Connor rocked. She was so, so good. But, yeah, we're having that show. By Thursday, we'll figure out what we're going to do, and we'll let you guys know. We'll post it everywhere. And, you know, I think really before Thursday, we should email these people if we're going to do it that way or whatever we decide. But we should have something posted by Thursday, because I want you guys to know, I want your fans to know that they can join however it is that we're going to do it, so they can get, because we're going to give away a couple of your CDs. We're going to give away the new one,
okay,
if I ever get away, and then we're going to give away also brand new again. So, you know, double whammy, 2 for 1.
See if you can get me in that movie too, while you're at it.
He's so sweet. I like that. He sounds like a little boy. See if you can get me. Tracy Walton, he's my bud. I love you. Thank you so much for coming to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We're going to play a couple of songs. I'm going to play that Life Goes On, and then how about if you choose another one? We'll play two at the end here.
All right. Play Songs For You. That's the single we're promoting.
Okay. Songs For You, and play Life Goes On first, and then we'll go out with Songs For You. Where can friends get the CD? It's available now if you don't want to wait till the giveaway. And you know, it's like winning the lottery.
That's it. It's on. I mean, you can get it on iTunes. You can go to my website, TracyWaltonMusic.com, and there's links to Bandcamp, which is a really cool site. That one has, you know, you can either download it or get the CD itself. It has all the lyrics. It's a pretty cool site. But too, like CD Baby, Amazon, it's all over the place.
Awesome. So it's if I Ever Get Away by Tracy Walton. I didn't even see Bobby Richardson just got in. He's, you know, we even started a little late for you guys, Bobby, because I know some of you guys come trolling in. You guys are so sweet. I love you guys that follow me no matter what, every single show. Even if you come in late, you always say, I'm so sorry. You don't have to be sorry. I know you wouldn't miss the show if it's la. You're going to love the CD. You did miss it, but you know you can download it anytime if you're just popping in. The guest tonight was Tracy Walton. He's awesome. He's from New York City, right? You're in New York.
I'm actually in Connecticut, but I'm close to New York.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, if you can make it in New York, they say if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah. yeah, I guess. I guess that's true. I'm right in the middle between New York and Boston, so it's nice.
Oh, that's.
But I can also escape, you know, and I come to Connecticut, and I don't have to deal with New York.
Right.
No offense to New York; it's a wonderful city with wonderful people. But
I don't know if you know that I grew up in Jersey. I'm a Jersey girl.
Okay.
Moved to Minnesota, but I love Jersey and I love New York City. Our high school was right across the Hudson River, so all we had to do was play hooky.
That's it.
And I walked to the park and sometimes took the train, went to New York City, and you know, just had a ball. But I've been here, you know, since I didn't graduate in Jersey. I moved to Minnesota before. And I've been here ever since. But I think once you live out east, you always feel like your heart just, I don't know, it just pulls it. I like Minnesota. I'm going to even go as far and say I love Minnesota. But I also love Miami. My dad lived in Miami for many, many years until he passed away. And I've been to Miami. The people there are so receptive. I have family there, but I also have many, many friends. And everybody is so sweet. So I have lots of friends in New York, just for the sheer fact that I went to a big high school, and everybody, all the kids remember me still. Most of them remember me, which is so sweet, and they're my friends on Facebook, all of them. So, you know, it's great to have that connection. I feel that we have the Big Apple, the Mini Apple, and Miami kind of, in connection there. But also, our show is very popular in many Latin American countries and, you know, even outside in Europe and in places, Sweden. Now we're going to have an artist coming on from Sweden. And what was the furthest we had, Mr. Man, that they listened to us? Do you remember that? What other artist that has a very deep, deep voice? We had him a long, long time ago. He's a YouTuber. You're friends with him on Facebook. You know, that's what happens when the world, you get to know so many people and we get to do so many shows. And this guy is awesome, too. He's just, but Norway, was he in Norway? Remember the one that was in the studio? We were, it was Norway. He was actually in the studio recording the song when we had him on the show, and he was performing on the show, but he was actually recording for his CD. I mean, it was just, we've done some really outrageous things here at Kuwanarama. This is why I feel so, so blessed, you guys, that you guys, you know, you make me a part of your lives and you take the time, carve out the time. And I know it's a long show and you guys are always willing to come on and just shoot the breeze. So I love you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening. Take care of those allergies or a cold. You were sneezing.
Yeah, that was nothing. I'm fine.
Go have a beer.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you
so
much.
Play Life Goes On and songs for you. I'll listen to them.
Okay, go ahead.
I might not, but everyone else can listen to them, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye, everyone.
I'm thinking about you. Are you sitting on your boat swing watching the rain fall while I sing songs for you? The rain will always pass away, and with it washes yesterday, and still I'll sing, I'll sing, I'll sing songs for you. Have you had those days where you couldn't wait, but you still didn't call? Give me space to contemplate. Do you catch your breath and hesitate? 'Cause you're bound to fall. The rain will always pass away, and with it washes yesterday. And still I'll sing, I'll sing, I'll sing songs for you. I do sing songs for you. And with each line years gone by, still you're on my mind. Are you thinking about me right now? 'Cause I'm thinking about you. Look at all the time that's passed. Children grow and nothing lasts. Then there's you. And though we found a hint of gray, my thoughts may slip and my voice might fade, but still I sing, I sing, I sing songs for you. Somewhere ages and ages away, my thoughts may slip and my voice might fade, and still I sing, I sing, I sing songs for you. I do, I do sing songs for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.